Welcome to a demo of an Apple Watch app that caught my attention on Twitter for doing haptic and or audio if you have mute on or off on your Apple Watch, which actually does alerts for minutes, hours, and or chimes or vibrates on the hour. And the app is called Little Ben, and I thought it's such a useful little app that I've wanted to have on my Apple Watch for such a long time that I thought I had to do a demo of it. Remember before we had the taptic vibrations in VoiceOver, we had the time buzz to vibrate the time if you wanted to be discreet and find out what the time was on your Apple Watch. Well, this is a way of timing, particularly the minutes. And as I said, if you've got mute turned on, then you'll get the vibrations only for minutes, which for me, doing my Vision Australia Talking Tech radio program, comes in really handy for timing. Now, unfortunately, like the Time Buzz app or the Taptic Time with VoiceOver, it doesn't group the tens of minutes into one long vibration. It just keeps counting every minute the time at so far. So if it's 12 minutes, it'll be 12 vibrations, or if mute's off, the sound tone as well. But as for general timing, it's excellent, and I absolutely love the hour chime on it because I can just leave it running on my Apple Watch. Anyway, that's enough for me talking. Let's just demo it. I, of course, downloaded it from inside the Watch app running on my iPhone 8. And just to keep everything nice and tidy, I'm also using this currently on my Apple Watch Series 3, of course, with the electronic SIM card in it, which has been extremely handy. So I downloaded the app there. Of course, it came up also on my iPhone 8 Plus. And I always seem to like to run the apps on my iPhone first. And it came up, it wanted me to confirm location, which I did. And then from that point on, it literally basically said, go and use the app on your Apple Watch, which I'm doing. Let me just ask Siri on my Apple Watch. And to avoid me setting off your HEY Siri, I'm just going to hold in my digital crown on my watch here. Open Little Ben, which is the name of the app. And let me touch on the screen.
Little Ben.
Okay, so that's the name of the app. It's the top left-hand side. Now, if I just flick through with VoiceOver.
Mode, hourly chimes, button.
So the mode I've got it on is hourly chimes. Remember I said you've got minutes and or hours as well. So I flick to the right.
32 minutes, 57 seconds. Next chime count, 1. Tap to stop, button.
The time until the next chime goes off at 1 o'clock in about 32 minutes. Flick to the right again.
Button.
And here's a button that's not labeled, which basically is a setting button, if you like. If I double tap on that.
Okay, button.
And if I flick back to the left.
Slider did change. 100% adjustable.
And flick back to the left again.
Haptic mode.
Okay, this is the haptic mode. Flick back to the right.
Slider did change. 100%
so flick down.
Adjustable. 67%.
And you're also going to get the sounds being played at the moment, because as I said, if you've got mute off, then you'll get this thing playing the sounds as well. So if I flick down the vibration.
33%. 0%.
Okay, and that's the softest vibration. So if I flick up again.
33%. 67%. 100%.
Okay, and flick to the right.
Okay.
And double tap on okay.
Mode, hourly chimes, button.
And in that haptic time dialogue, if you like, there was also a back button that I could also use to go back to the previous screen if I didn't want to do anything. So my watch has gone to sleep. I'm just going to tap my screen.
Mode, hourly chimes. 30 minutes. Mode, hourly chimes. Button.
Okay, so let's double tap on mode to change the current mode. So double tap on that.
Feedback mode.
Okay, now that said feedback mode. It actually sounded like it said feedback mode. Let me just flick to the left.
Back button.
So there's the back button again that I said that was in that previous haptic screen. So flick to the right.
Feedback mode.
Yeah, I swear that sounds like feedback mode. Anyway, flick to the right again.
Minute counter.
So here's minute counter.
Button.
And a button for an explanation. So it's basically an info button. Flick to the right again.
Hour counter.
That's the hour counter.
Button.
And of course the hour counter is to do a vibration and or tone if mute is off for hour timing. Flick to the right again.
Hourly chimes.
And that's what I've currently got it on, which is hour chimes. Flick to the right again.
Button.
And there's the unlabeled info button.
Button.
And that's it. So let me double tap on the info button.
A counter will start with the remaining minutes until the next hour. When it is fulfilled, haptic signals will be sent with the amount according to the current time as a cuckoo clock. T tips for use. In any situation, you want to know the current time through haptic signals.
It'll chime on the hour, which is really cool. Okay, so flick back to the left.
Hourly chimes. Back button.
We'll tap on back.
Back button.
And flick to the right.
Feedback mode.
Feedback mode.
Minute counter.
Okay, minute counter.
Button.
More info button.
Hour counter.
Hour counter.
Button.
And let's do the info button.
A timer will start from zero. Every hour, a number of haptic signals will be sent, counting the number of hours consumed. For example, if 2 hours have passed, you will receive two haptic signals with 1 second difference between them. And tips for use, long-term activities, which prevent you from looking at the Apple Watch screen, such work with your hands. Driving.
You'll get haptic feedback and or tone, if mute is off again, for every hour. And it's, as it said, it's divided by a short break between... Thank you, Apple Watch. It's divided by a short break between each pulse. So if it was 2 hours, it'd be pulse, and then a pause, and then a pulse again. All right, so I've got my watch again.
Back button.
And back button.
Back button.
And flick to the right.
Feedback mode. Minute counter.
Minute counter.
Button.
And double tap on more info.
A timer will start from zero. Every minute, a number of haptic signals will be sent, counting the number of minutes passed. For example, if 4 minutes have passed, you will receive four haptic signals with 1 second difference between them. Usage tips, activities that prevent you from looking at the Apple Watch screen, such as meditation, swimming, speaking in public.
Okay, so again, it'll vibrate and or play a tone if mute is off. every minute with a pause in between each of the pulse. So if it's 4 minutes, as it said, it'd be pulse, then a pause, pulse and a pause, pulse and a pause, and a pulse and a pause. Well, actually not a pause because that's the end of the 4 minutes. All right, so... pretty self-explanatory, so let me do a demo of the minute one. So I'm going to tap on my watch again.
Back button.
Double tap on back.
Back button. Feedback mode.
Flick to the right.
Minute counter.
Double tap on minute counter.
Minute counter. Start. Button.
And then if I flip back to the
mode.
Left.
Minute counter. Little bin. Little bin.
That's the hitting little bin.
Mode. Minute counter.
Mode button. Is minute counter.
Start. Button.
That's the start button.
Button.
And that's the button, remember, that's the unlabeled button to change the haptic vibration. So what I'll do, I'll show you what happens when I've got it turned on with mute off, and then what happens when you've got mute turned on. And I wish my watch wouldn't go to sleep so fast. I have to change that setting. All right, so let me double tap on start.
59 seconds, elapsed minutes, 1, tap to stop. 58 seconds, elapsed minutes, 0, tap to stop. Button.
Okay, so if I flick off it.
Mode, minute counter. Button.
And flick back on. To the
48
right.
Seconds. Elapsed minutes. 0. Tap to stop.
So button. 48 seconds. So I'm just going to put my watch to sleep by just raising my wrist. What I might do is I'll just pause the recording briefly before the minute's up so you can hear what happens. Okay, so that's the minute now up. So if I tap on my watch screen.
49 seconds. Elapsed minutes. 1. Tap to stop. Button.
It's now done 1 minute, as it says, and it's got 46 seconds to go to the next chime event, which in this case, of course, is the minute. And if I exit the app, i.e. just press my digital crown.
Watch face. 12:37 p.m. and 14
seconds. So I'm just going to leave it at my watch face, and you can just see what happens. And of course, my watch, we'll see if my watch goes to sleep before it goes off anyway. But you can pretty much leave it in the background running. So there we go. So now it's 2 minutes. And my watch just went to sleep just after the chime. So how's that for timing? All right. So this time what I'm going to do, I'm going to touch my watch screen again. I'm just going to go back into the timer by just doing my digital crown twice to switch to the last app. And flick on the screen.
17 seconds. Elapsed minutes. 2.
So I've got 17 seconds. So if I press the digital crown.
Watch face. 12.
Pick up.
Notifications. Control center.
Control center.
Connected over iPhone. Aeroplane, 87, ping iPhone, torch, do not dis, mute, switch, on.
Turn mute on. There we go. So you obviously might have hopefully heard three vibrations, which I just made it by turning mute on. So if I go back into it again with the digital crown twice, 1, 2.
Connected over 12:38 p.m. and 12:38 p.m. and 12:38 p.m. and 53 seconds.
Do digital crown twice. And flick to the right.
34 seconds. Elapsed minutes. 3. Tap to stop. Button.
So we've done 3 minutes, and as it said, it's got 34 seconds to the next event, which is really handy. So put it to sleep. And I'll pause it again briefly, just even it's only about another 15, 20 seconds to go, and you can hear the vibrations happening. I'm going to hold it right up to the mic this time. And of course, that is going to be on your wrist vibrating. And again, particularly if you're recording like I am, you can also have those vibrations very discreet on your wrist by, in that unlabeled setting button, reduce the haptic strength down to 67, 33 or 0% to make it quite soft. And of course, like I've currently got, I've got the mute turned on, which means we don't get sound, we just get vibrations. And what I tend to do is I have, when I'm timing, particularly for my radio program, I have mute turned on. And then when I'm timing something like cooking dinner, I have the mute turned off. So then I get not only the vibrations, but the sound tone as well. So let's see what happens when it comes up to, I think we're up to 5 minutes. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, 5 minutes. All right, so let me just work out my watch. I just pressed the digital crown that time.
31 seconds, elapsed minutes, 5, tap to stop, button.
And of course, when I want to stop, double tap.
Start, button.
And then rather than being the time there, we've now got a start button. I flip back to the left.
Mode, minute counter,
button. And that's the current mode setting, which is minute. Double tap on that. And feedback mode. What I'm going to do,
minute counter.
I'm going to put it on.
Button, hour counter, button, hourly chimes.
Hourly chimes.
Hourly chimes. Mode, hourly chimes, button.
Okay, so the mode is now hourly chimes. We're back at the main home screen. If I press left arrow,
little Ben,
or flick to the left, that's little Ben heading.
Mode, hourly
chimes. Mode, hourly chimes.
Start, button.
That's the start button.
Button.
That's the settings for the strength of the haptic feedback. And because I've got it on hourly chimes now, I'm just going to go back to my home watch screen by doing digital crown twice.
Watch face. And 12:42 p.m. and 29 seconds. Notification, control center.
And
connected over iPhone. Region, mobile, Wi-Fi.
Turn mute off.
87, ping iPhone, torch. Do not dis, mute. Switch button, on, off.
And then digital crown twice.
12:42 p.m. and 47 seconds. 24 degrees sunny.
Back to my main screen, digital crown twice again.
Mode, hourly chimes, button.
Okay, and flick to the right.
Start, button.
Double tap on start.
16 minutes, 56 seconds, next chime count, 5, tap to stop.
And I've got 16 minutes, 54 seconds, 15 seconds, to the next tap to stop. Chime count. Button. And it said the next chime is at 1 o'clock. So what I'll do is I'm going to pause the recording and I will come back and we'll see what the hourly chime sounds like. All right, let me wake up my Apple Watch.
2 minutes, 10 seconds, next chime count, 1, tap to stop.
Okay, button. So 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Okay, let me check again.
54 seconds, next chime count, 1, tap to stop, button.
So 54 seconds. Okay, we should be almost coming down to the time now, so we'll just see what it sounds like for 1 o'clock, i.e. just the time, the single chime, because it'll be 1 o'clock, and of course it'll be two chimes for 2 o'clock, etc. There we go. Doesn't that actually sound very cute? So let me wake up my watch.
Mode, hourly chimes, button.
Okay, flick to the right.
25 seconds, next chime count, 2, tap to stop, button.
Now, remember that's 25 seconds to the next chime count. I don't know why it's not saying 59 minutes and 25 seconds, but it's got the 2-bit right.
Start.
But what I've noticed, if I stop it, we're just double tapping on the time there and double tap on it again.
59 minutes, next chime count, 2, tap to stop. 58 minutes, 59 seconds.
Okay,
next
so
chime
now
count,
it's getting the
two,
right time now.
Button.
And what I'll do, just for the sake of the demoing, I'll pause the recording and I will come back in about 59 minutes in time travel time, in recording time, and you can hear what it sounds like for the 2 o'clock chime as well. And remember again that if you don't want the chimes, you just want the vibrations, you turn mute on in Control Center on the Apple Watch. And you'll just get the vibrations. And of course, to get to the control center and the notification center, as you heard me doing during the demo, when you're at the watch face, you flick up. So it will say notifications or control center. You double tap on the control center, then flick across to mute and double tap to turn it on or off. All right, I'll be back shortly as of this recording and you can hear what it sounds like for 2 o'clock. Now, just before we are coming up to 2 o'clock, I should probably also say that the cost of the Little Ben Apple Watch app is absolutely free. And it's probably, again, one of the most useful Apple Watch apps I've used in a while. And this will be one of my favorite ones that will keep on my Apple Watch. But anyway, we are coming up to 2 o'clock, so you can hear what the 2 o'clock hourly chime sounds like. So there we go. I set my watch.
0 seconds. Next chime count. 3. Tap to stop. Button.
And there goes the 0 seconds again. This time, rather than stopping it, I'm just going to flick off it.
Button.
And then flip back to the left, because that button was the unlabeled haptic feedback button.
0 seconds. Next chime count. 3. Tap
I think
to stop.
It's still going
to
say button. 0 seconds, I think. Not give the right time. Let me flick
mode.
Off it again.
Hourly chimes.
And I flicked off back to mode to the left. Flick back to the right.
0 seconds. Next chime count.
No.
3. Tap to stop.
Okay, so double tap again.
Start.
And double tap on start.
59 minutes, 21 yep, seconds.
There we go.
Next chime count. 3. Tap to stop.
So just when you come across
minutes,
that issue,
19 seconds. Next chime count.
Just
tap to stop.
Double tap
button.
On the time to stop it, as I said previously, and start again, and it'll be fine. Cool. All right. Well, that'll do me for the demo of the Little Ben, and I really want to say Little Big Ben for some odd reason, Apple Watch app, which, as I said, is completely free, and I think you'll find it to be one of the most useful Apple Watch apps you could use for keeping track of 1 minute timers, hourly timers, or chimes, as I've currently left it on for the demo. And in fact, the general use of the watch, I will probably turn it off at nighttime, or at least turn mute on, so I don't get the chimes going during the night. And as with the haptic time becoming part of VoiceOver, which means we stop using the TimeBuzz app, I'm just wondering if this sort of minute, hour, or hourly chime function will become part of the Apple Watch VoiceOver or general Apple Watch settings again. And we'll see another app with a fantastic idea go by the wayside, because it'll be integrated into the operating system. Anyway, that completes this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.